Support for KMUW's Into Music podcast comes from McClelland, reminding listeners that Frank Sinatra coined the word skibbity in Strangers in the Night, which you can listen to in their downtown Wichita showroom. More info on McClelland's innovative sound, lighting, and video technology can be found at maxsound.com.
Hi, I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Into Music from the KMUW Studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network. My guests on this episode are Dave and Krista Holly Deem of LePesh, discussing their new album, Autotelic, which is out now. Although the band formed in Brooklyn, the Deems have since moved to the western United States, which allowed them to work in Joshua Tree, California, alongside producer Alex Newport. The album title itself refers to the practice of doing something for its own sake, which both musicians say reveals itself over the course of the LP. That's Dave and Krista Holly Deem of LePesh on Into Music, coming up now. Well, it's good to be talking to you two about this album. Now I understand a little bit more, like, how you wound up in Joshua Tree to record it, because this is not too far. What was that process like to go out there to make the album?
It was pretty amazing. We worked with Alex the whole year plus prior to going. So we were, you know, sharing, and we had sent him 18 plus or something songs.
20 songs.
Had us just write. And so we were working with him before we got there, but we'd never, at least, you know, I'd never been able to spend a month working on recording an album. You know, it's always been take the time off of work and ram it all in to two or three days. But we were there for a whole month, and it was really awesome to just give everything time, you know, the time that it deserved to evolve or change, and instead of okay, well, this is just what we have now, so let's run with it. The day's almost over. So that it was wonderful, and it's kind of a weird, magical place.
Yeah, it was a really, just to add to that, agreed 100%. It was really cool to meeting Alex and writing and working with him remotely. For this record, he really wanted to center all the writing around the vocals before.
So that was new too.
That was new, centering the vocals like we would write before. It was just wonderful working with the producer and Alex. He was involved in every step. He was the fifth member of the band. So when we finally got to get out there and we had 20 songs sketched out and then narrowing it down to 10 with his guidance, and then going in there and actually finishing it up, you know, still having the freedom to pivot if we needed and add things. It was just a magic. It really was it sounds corny, but it was magical being there and taking our time. It was like adult summer camp for us, you know, because we're not full-time musicians. We would love to be, but we have day jobs still to pay the bills. So being able to be out there for a month, it was like, this is what it could be like. This is just incredible. So it was awesome that we had the privilege, and we were lucky enough to be able to do that. But it was incredible.
Well, tell me too about this idea of kind of making the vocals the focal point. I think, you know, it's kind of how you described it. What did that kind of change internally as writers and the way you're thinking about the material and so forth?
I think just coming from the background, Dave's punk, and Drew as well, their punk background, the vocals are just not that important.
Yeah, not as important, just part of the...
Yeah, they're just another instrument in there. And it doesn't have to, the pitch doesn't have to be great. And it's okay if the guitar steps on the vocals, you know, it's not, they're not the most important part. And so for this, it was very cool to, especially our guitar player, Drew, really had to pull back, because he really wants to put as much stuff in there as possible. And we had to he had to pull back and try to leave it alone so that there was more space for the vocals. And we really did. It was like very skeleton version of the song, and then I would just work on the vocals the most, and then everything else would come in, and we'd be like, nope, it's too messy, it's clashing, it's whatever. So it was cool to do that. We'd never really written that way, where like we're kind of comparing things with the vocals, like, does this work, does this not work, or is this like take away from it? Or so it was a neat experience, especially like, I don't know, it just seemed like our other experiences recording, I was like the only female in the room, like all the tech guys and the sound guys and the whatever, it's always guys, and then they're just like, whatever, just sing your thing, and then like we'll get that take was fine. So it was awesome. It was really awesome. And I feel like I got to kind of, I don't know, experiment a little bit more because there was room to do it.
Yeah, that's the key word, room, right? Like more than ever, the space between the notes and the space around Krista's vocals, it was like there was nothing competing. It was like stepping back, and Krista and Alex, I think we worked longer in the studio on the vocals than anything else.
Yeah,
And there's
totally.
also the guys weren't allowed to sing backing vocals on this record, rightfully so. And Alex just wanted Krista, and Krista did her backing vocals and all of her lovely harmonies and stuff like that. So it was really cool. It was just another level of writing with intentionality and just being really mindful of creating space for everyone, especially the vocals and the lyrics. I'm really proud of the lyrics on this record.
Yeah,
Krista did
same.
wonderful job on them. So
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because the lyrical content being what it is, you do want to find like the right nuance with your voice and everything, right, to carry that. Because I mean, there's a million ways to say certain things, but you want to have the right way, because that's going to live forever.
yeah, totally. There was and some. And Alex really got that. And sometimes he would be like, he'd say, okay, I need you to do this line again. And I would do it. And he's like, no, that's not it. And then I'm like, what do you want? I don't know what you're looking for. And then there was one line I did, and I was like, oh God, that was awful. And he was like, that was it. And I'm like, what? And he's like, that was it. It had the it like whatever the feeling was that I had, that I was feeling when I sang that, because I was kind of like frustrated in the booth, like, oh my God, if I have to do this one more time, I don't know what he wants. That frustration was the exact feeling behind the vocal that made it for him. And then listening back, I'm like, oh, okay, like I get it. Yeah, it was cool.
So this is like also kind of one of those, maybe just overall for the band, kind of those periods of growth. I mean, you sort of talked about, sometimes you come together as a band and you definitely want to write songs and stuff, but then over time you begin to maybe explore things and find out, hey, this is something we haven't done before. We're good at this. And that sounds like what this period was like.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there was more work done on the lyrics too, right? Like, or in the studio, did Alex have some comments about some of the lyrics or the phrasing, maybe I'm remembering? Like, and that's never happened before, like the level of
The
this might
phrasing,
not
yeah,
answer your question exactly,
he helped
but
with the phrasing. And then, but one cool thing was that he said to me, he was like, notice I haven't made any comments about the lyrics in this song. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, they're perfect. I'm like, oh,
okay. It
okay. Thank you.
was a lot, part of the overall process. It took a lot for us to let go of some control
Yeah.
of this and really trust Alex to be another member of the band. Because that right there, if someone else might have said that to us, at some point, even Jay, even our first producer engineer, who's wonderful, we might have just clutched her pearls or whatever and just been like, no, that's no, you
How
don't get to do
dare you?
that. But it was a really, maybe because we worked with them for so long beforehand and really created such a strong relationship with them. But that was very cool. It also led to almost no friction between the band in the studio because
Which has also never happened.
Alex was the tie-breaking vote on everything. People were
Yeah.
just like, okay, whatever Alex says, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
So younger punk Dave would not have liked it, but I'm really into it. I'm really happy that we did this, you know,
Yeah.
and that we were able to do that. So yeah, as far as that, like Alex kind of picked out like some of the things that we were good at and really laid into the strengths of the band. And rather than pulling in a ton of new things, I think we just kind of got better at what we were already doing. And part of that was just, again, less is more. The space between the notes are where we can find some of the most beautiful parts of the songs. That's cool, you know. It's like I think when you're younger and you're learning your instrument and you're learning your craft, you just want to be heard in every moment of the song. So overplaying can happen, you know, too many ideas. So and for us to write 20 songs and pick 10, that was excruciating, you know, like, well, what about these songs? And these ones are good too, you know. So it's like, yes, but he just gave us a focus and a theme, and it was just really awesome. So as far as like the band getting, I think that was your original question, kind of was like the band in this phase, you know, in different phases get to get better at things. I would say maybe that sums it up a little bit for me, in my perspective.
Sure, yeah. I think too, right? There's that sense sometimes when you're kind of starting off that like this is the everything is the one shot. It's like we might never get to make another record. And so you're talking about, you know, having these extra songs and it's like they'll still be there. And the best ones, you know, will survive and maybe there'll be even better ones on the other side of that. And it's all part of that process, yeah.
And we were able to like let go of that
Yeah, there
and
was like
really
there were
embrace it.
some of the songs that I was like, this has to be on the record. And Alex was like, I don't connect with it. I'm like, but it has to be on the record. And he's like, it's not gonna be on the record. Oh, okay. So we're like, if we ever work with him again, which I hope we do, I'm like, maybe he'll be like, forget that he didn't like that song. And we'll be able
We're
to
gonna
record
sneak
it.
it in again.
Yeah.
We're like, look at this new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think sometimes too, I don't know if this maybe happened with this record or other records that you've done. Sometimes there's that song that you might feel kind of lukewarm about or something, and then somebody else comes in and like really embraces it, and they're like, oh, this is the
Absolutely.
thing.
There's
And
a
it's like
few
a rabbit
songs that on the record that
monsoon.
I love now. Yeah, like the song Monsoon. It's not one of the singles, but Alex loved it. And we were like, we thought for sure it'd be a
I thought it was,
throwaway
yeah, I
song,
thought it
you
was a
know?
throwaway
Like
for
we
sure.
just wrote it because he needed us to write this. He gave us a number of songs to write. And then in the studio, it just turned out to be a really beautiful kind of pop song, you
Yeah.
know, almost like so. Yeah, that exact same thing happened.
Yeah.
And
I would say too, with the record as a whole, there's almost at times kind of a dreamlike quality to it. It's one of those records where there's uniformity but not monotony, if you know what I mean. But that takes, I think, some like careful thinking about how we're going to place things, what's the running order, that sort of thing. What were the conversations like around that?
Dave loves this the figuring out song order. It's like he'll just put them in. He'll have like 10 different orders and like listen to them in their entirety to like figure out what works best. He also thinks of it as a record, like side A and side B. So he's like, okay, so this is side A. What would go on side A? What would like start it well, end it well? And then same with side B, what would start it well and end it well? So that's kind of how we like decided the song order was with that in mind.
Exactly. I still think about we want the songs to stand on their own, and we also want them to be able to create a story on an album. And we still think old school kind of side A, side B. song order. I know that this is a world of singles now, you know,
Yeah.
but we create as if someone's going to listen to the full album, and we don't want all the short, like, you know, singles, radio singles or whatever, to be to the front. We want it to be a
And then,
coherent,
right.
you know, expansion and contraction across the entire record. We want it to be a story. We want it to feel, again, we don't want it to feel monotonous. We someone hears three, you know, songs off the bat that are 3 minutes and just like sound like a go-go song. Like, people aren't gonna love that, maybe, you know, or maybe they will. I don't know. Who knows what anyone likes at all? So, but for us, for it feeling like a complete work, it needs to feel like side A, side B, exactly what Krista said.
Yeah.
How's this side start and end? How's side B start and end? And the goal is to keep people engaged so that there's no skips.
Yeah, don't skip
That's
it.
the hope. So we want there to be a you know, there's not always a direct through line, like it's a novel or something like that. Like, the lyrics might skip around a
Sure.
little bit, but there is definitely, it's definitely thematic. A lot of the songs are about the idea of the term autotelic.
You've been listening to a conversation with Dave and Krista Holly Deem of La Pêche. The band's new album, Autotelic, is out now. You can learn more about the band at its official website, lapêcheband.com. You can learn more about this podcast and all programming on our station by visiting our website, kmuw.org. Send us your questions and comments at info@kmuw.org and find all the latest programming notes on that website as well. Thanks again for listening. As always, we like to remind you that our theme music is composed and performed by Torn Anderson. See you next time.